now, Linda Siegel is here, legislative correspondent for KSFR with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So the session is winding down or accelerating to a close, or what's going on?
Well, it's certainly accelerating. Of course, the last few days of any legislative session, the Senate and the House start meeting long hours. The Senate was on the floor till about 10 o'clock last night. So things are heating up. And, of course, the governor hasn't gotten some of the big things that he wants. So it's heating up even more.
What are some of the things that he has not gotten?
Well, health care reform was his big issue for this legislative session. Now, the House has passed a scaled-down version of his bill, and part of the things that were in that bill that were important to him were that every person in New Mexico had to have insurance. Well, that's taken out. Also, that employers who didn't provide insurance would have to pay into a fund. That's taken out. So that bill, which is somewhat stripped, has passed the House of Representatives and today is sitting in Senate Finance. Well, Senate Finance hasn't met for 2 days, so we don't know what's going to happen with that bill. But in the meantime, last night, the Senate took two of their health care bills, pulled them out of Senate Finance Committee without a hearing, put them on the floor, and passed them out and sent them over to the House. And those bills are very different from the governor's stripped-down bill coming over to the Senate than the bills going over from the Senate to the House.
I didn't know you were allowed to do that.
You can do just about anything you want to in the legislature.
And so what do those bills say?
Well, one of them, which is Senator Jennings' bill, creates a health interim committee and a human services interim committee and charges the health interim committee to work with the Health Policy Commission and create a plan for future health care delivery in New Mexico. And then the second one is Senator Feldman's bill, which initially created a health authority but now creates a health care and policy commission, which also combines the Health Policy Commission, which is an existing government entity, and has appointed members, some appointed by the governor, some appointed by the legislature, and also has the task of looking at health insurance and health care delivery in New Mexico over the next year and coming up with a plan to bring back to the legislature.
And so the stripped-down version, we found out a lot of things that it doesn't have in it. What does it still have in it?
Well, it still has the creation of a health care authority made up of appointees by the legislature and the governor. And it still has time frames for incorporating all the other government-run health plans that exist, like the school public health authority and the retiree health authority. So it brings all of these existing pools into what would be this huge pool eventually, and that which would provide health care for everybody. So that is a big thing, and that is very controversial among those other pools.
Meanwhile, what it looks like right now is we're not going to be getting any major changes in the coming year. Even if some of these bills do pass, there's not going to be any changes that affect the citizens of the state.
That's probably true, and the biggest problem is the state doesn't have any money. What's interesting is the House passed a tax cut that for next year is only $4 million, but by 2012 would be $20 million. And the legislature is projecting revenues, recurring revenues for next year of only $200 million. So we can't really afford health care reform at the moment, it appears.
At least not simultaneous with tax cuts.
Yes, right.
What else is happening in the legislature that you'd like to inform our listeners about?
Well, the domestic partner bill, which had passed the House and passed one of the committees in the Senate, has been tabled in Senate Judiciary. And so it looks like that bill is dead for the year, but it just means that it'll be back again next year.
Anything else?
That'll do it, Mary Charlotte.
Linda Siegel is KSFR's legislative correspondent. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Bye.